I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The U.S. on Wednesday paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine, the latest dramatic reversal in what had been vital military cooperation as Washington helped Kyiv battle a brutal Russian invasion. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The move stands to significantly hamper Ukraine's ability to defend itself in the midst of the largest conflict in Europe since the Second World War. And it further piles pressure on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to cooperate with U.S. President Donald Trump's demands in convening peace talks with Russia. On Monday, Washington halted military aid to Kyiv following a disastrous Oval Office meeting last week, in which Trump and Zelensky engaged in a shouting match before the world's media. The clash delayed the signing of a Ukraine-U.S. minerals deal. But on Tuesday, Trump said he received a letter from Zelensky in which the Ukrainian leader said he was willing to come back to the negotiating table. The White House says it's now reconsidering.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The White House on Wednesday said U.S. officials have had ongoing talks and discussions with Hamas officials. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the first known direct engagement since the State Department designated Hamas a foreign terrorist organization in 1997.
These are ongoing talks and discussions.
And comes with the Israel-Hamas ceasefire in the balance. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says Israel has been consulted. Egyptian and Qatari officials had been serving as mediators with Hamas for the U.S. and Israel since the 2023 attack on Israel that sparked the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.